A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.
I'm Nick Elliott, rock art photographer, and we're having a night in.
Well, hello. And here we are, another Saturday night. Another Saturday night in, and another guest. Or for the second time, I welcome my great friend, Sue Royce.
Thank you.
Hello, Sue.
I enjoyed it so much, I come back for some more.
Well, you haven't been home, have you? You've been camped
just
out.
Hid under the stairs.
Is that where you've been?
Yeah.
Harry Snotter vibe. Really?
I just hid under the stairs.
Is that why I couldn't get the Hoover away?
Probably.
Is that what it was? I thought it hadn't been sucking as well as it should do.
Oh, dear me. No, well, you probably got a blockage. No.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, it helps to, jab it.
Is that what it is?
It.
Bit of jabbing?
Yeah.
You can't whack a bit of jabbing, can you?
No.
With your J. Edgar.
Stick a coat hanger in it.
Is that what you do?
Yeah,
a coat hanger in your Hoover?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You stick it
well,
the pipe
you just empty the bastard thing.
Well, you know, if you get a blockage in the tube, you've got to, you know, how the hell did we get to back?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
it's not very rock and roll, is it?
Even Ozzy has to Hoover up. You know, he has been known to spill some shit.
I said, doesn't he have people stuck things up for him? I'm sure he's got other people to do that for him.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he's without a wife now, isn't he? So
no, they're back.
Are they back again?
Yes.
Really? They're giving it another go?
Guess what? He's not stupid. Well.
Well. No, I don't think he is. I don't think I'm a stupid man. Don't think so.
No.
No, I didn't know that. He's back, is he?
Yes, they're back. They're
really?
They're making a go of it, him and Sharon. Yeah.
Right, Shaz.
But they've been together a long, long time. They've got a lot of history.
Forever. Since the history of time began, I think, actually. But anyway.
Rock and roll must be a hard thing to be married to.
I bet it is. Well, yeah, I suppose it is. How you been?
Very well, thank you very much.
You're looking gorgeous as always.
Thank you.
I've got to introduce your skirt, which obviously people who are listening to this show can't even hear. But you've got swans on your skirt.
Yes, I've got Brayford swans on them.
Brayford swans?
They're Brayford swans, yes.
Really? Did they start out as ugly ducklings?
Probably.
Yes.
I don't know. But, you know, everything has its
moment. You walked by a mirror and then they appeared as swans.
Yes, everything has its moment.
Fantastic.
So.
Wonderful.
And I do like this skirt.
So what have you been up to? What's the word?
The bird's the word.
The bird's the word?
Yes.
Okay.
Not a lot, actually.
No?
Apart from selecting some more tunes for you.
Did you have a good ride over?
I did.
Yeah?
Yes, I did. Yeah, thankfully it was a smooth affair.
It's a misty night out there though tonight. It's very chilly and very misty. So I don't mind a bit of mist.
All the best to be stuck in the bedroom then, isn't it?
Do you know?
When it's cold outside.
Indeed. You can't whack a quick gugger, quick session under the derrick, can you? Your old derrick duvet.
You mentioned Derrick.
You
I
can't.
Didn't mention Derrick. You mentioned Derrick.
Would I? I don't know. Anyway, let me have a look at some of the stuff you brought this week.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact you've got an awesome cake. In fact, I'm going to introduce the cake now.
Yeah?
I don't know what's in it, what cake it is. It looks really, well, as everything you do, seriously special.
It's a rhubarb cake.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Rhubarb cake.
It's a rhubarb cake with rhubarb picked from my garden.
Good God.
Yesterday.
I don't think I've ever had a rhubarb cake.
It's a cake, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
No, I've never
and
had a rhubarb cake.
If you slice it open, you will see pieces of pink rhubarb are dotted about throughout the slice.
Wonderful. Everything with you is an experience, and it's a
magic,
trip.
The magic is when you cut it open.
Really?
As with all these things, the magic's on the inside.
Okay. We'll come to that in a little bit. But I'm going to open tonight's show with something that I think you've got a bit of a connection with yourself.
Ooh. Oh! I've really got to find another word.
They're singles.
June.
And then they're singles.
Yes. This is epic. There, that's another word.
That'll do.
See, I just want to tap my foot. Just, yeah, there are some
wonderful
tunes. Yeah, there are just some tunes that you just want to sit back and just let it wash over the wonderment. Brilliant, really good. See, what other stuff have they done? I don't really know. This one is one of the most iconic ones.
This is possibly their most famous.
Yes.
But they have done three or four that you would instantly recognise. One being used on a TV ad earlier on in the year.
Ah.
Couldn't tell you who it was, I can't remember. Mm. Or what the campaign was. No. But
one of their tracks. You can always remember the music. You never particularly remember what the ad's about, but you always remember what the music is.
Well, I pulled this out for tonight because I think we've definitely featured this on another show that you and me have done together.
Yes.
And you liked it, so I thought I'll bob it in. Plus the fact that it's a serious track.
See, that guitar riff—it just—it's unmistakable, absolutely unmistakable. A bit like the, you know, Guns N' Roses in Paradise City. That's an unmistakable guitar riff. You know, Nirvana, Teen Spirit. That's an iconic guitar riff. You just can't beat. You can't beat a really good sing-along hum hum tune. I have to resist the temptation to hum.
To hum away. I don't mind. Hum away.
Because I do generally tend to do that a lot.
I welcome humming.
Hum under my breath. It's difficult not to when you're into a tune.
Humming, it's acceptable.
Can I cut that cake open because it's staring
Please
at me?
Please do. I'm afraid to say I will have to leave the cutting to you. You are clearly expert enough to cut it.
I'm pleased you trust me with a knife.
Oh, indeed.
Hang on then. Let's cut, please. You'll see where the magic is now.
Dear me, that is wonderful.
Now, I'll take the end piece.
Okie dokie.
So you get the bit and see, look, can you see?
Oh, stuff me, little bits.
I know, little bits in there. It's cooked through.
Bloody marvellous.
And actually,
a bit of rhubarb.
It's quite a tricky cake to cook because when you've got it in the oven,
you
don't know when if you stick a spike in it to test whether it's cooked or not. If you hit a piece of rhubarb, your spike will come out wet, which is not good. You have to have a spike that comes out dry. So you have to tap the cake on top, and if it springs back, then it's ready. That's your little culinary tip for the evening.
Do you know, this whole night in can easily turn out to be a bit of a Mary Berry vibe.
It could.
But I don't want to do that.
But it's not going to.
I'm totally happy with Sue Roy's. I don't want Mary Berry.
No. But I don't want Mary Berry either.
I mean, what is that?
No. I'm sure the lady is wonderful. But no. Mm.
Good?
Not bad, not bad at all. See, what I really like about this cake is the bits of pink around the rhubarb. It just goes pink all the way through. That's the sort of thing with pink.
Right. I'm all right with pink. I wear pink. I don't mind.
In touch with your feminine side.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, you're not at all plugged in, are you, if you've got a thing about pink? I think so. As a guy, guys won't wear pink. They think, it's a bit camp, a bit gay. I don't agree with that.
Some of them pink shirts, they're nice.
Yeah, but you don't. It's not a male thing, is it? Not in this country anyway.
But it's not everybody who can wear pink.
No, that is true.
It's a bit like red. There's
indeed.
There's not many people who can wear red, whereas red is my colour.
Right.
If I go out for a special posh nosh occasion. Red
yes, I've seen
thing.
Some. Yeah, I've seen photographs of some of your red.
My red numbers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cleavage exposed and all that kind of stuff.
Just a little. Yes.
Got to be done.
No.
This was a good track.
Yeah.
This was a good choice.
Yeah, this is one where the lyrics really speak to me.
Good choice.
Just through my formative years at uni, actually. lyrics are great. I really like the version. Oh, it's good, isn't it? I like the version with Eric Clapton. There is a version with Eric Clapton playing on it, and that's amazing.
Bloody hell.
This has got a really nice Latin vibe to it, which Sting has done a few sort of that Latin South American vibe. It's really nice. And odd considering he comes from the Northeast. Which is odd. But
Christ, that is very special, that cat.
Yeah.
Dear me, Susan. Bugger me, man. Silly. It is.
Life is for living, as I say, sticking another piece of cake in
you
my
could
mouth.
Eat a lot of that. You could eat a lot of that.
You could.
Dear me.
But you should never have too much of a good thing.
No.
Yeah, just a little. A little bit of what you fancy doesn't do you any harm. And it's probably one of your five a day as well, because it's got fruit in it.
That is really nice.
That's how you legit it. It's got fruit in it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for doing that. That is really, really, really nice.
You can't beat a night in with music and cake.
Oh, wow.
That's, you know.
Got to be done, eh?
Yeah.
That is wonderful stuff.
The bit I particularly like, because I do have a bit of a sweet tooth, in fact I am known as the queen of puddings, is the demerara sugar on the top, because it's crunchy.
That is deadly stuff, actually, because I could eat a hell of a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's Moorish, isn't it? It really is more.
Yeah.
Not good.
The crazy thing about it is, although it's quite difficult to cook, it's dead easy to make it, which is very dangerous actually, because if it's easy to make, you could make loads of it.
Yeah. Trouble is though, the whole thing is fashion has driven food back to that kind of homemade era, which is, to be honest, is a place where I never really left.
No.
It was how I was brought up.
And it's a bit like music. Music, when it goes back to its roots, when it goes back to the basis of somebody really playing an instrument and delivering a performance, is wonderful. It's when it starts getting tinkered with. That's, you know, and there's some really good 80s stuff, like Depeche Mode with the synthesizers and things, and that's really cool.
Somebody's ringing me. Bagger off. I haven't had that.
As I was saying,
you wouldn't think so, would you?
Hey? Rudely interrupted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologise for that, Susan. I really do. Dear me, Sue. Who the hell's ringing me on a Saturday night? Hey, this time of night. Dear me. It's not your mum, is it? Finding out where you are.
It might be. Yeah.
Should you have been home by 11?
Well, probably.
Yeah.
Then I always was a rebellious one, so you know.
Right.
No, I was saying that live performance, when you go back to your roots, there's some really good stuff that's been tinkered with, like Depeche Mode and ELO. They do a lot of the sort of electric synthesizer stuff. But even that is in it's not too much tinkered with. It's when you start, you know, revving up the speed counter and it all starts to sound a bit squirrel. That's when I go,
you know, the word you're kind of looking for.
You've lost me.
Fiddling.
Yes.
Fiddling's a good word.
But you shouldn't do it with everything.
You shouldn't fiddle.
There are some things that shouldn't be fiddled with. No, indeed. I say, waving my fork across the table at you and looking very disapprovingly at my glasses.
Do I look the kind of guy that fiddles? I mean, ask yourself that question.
You may
We've
say that.
We've known each other for what, quite a while.
You may say that, I couldn't possibly comment.
Ah, so you talk about me fiddling in the corridors to people, dear. Is that where we are now?
I do not. No. But that was a banging tune.
You know, they've actually left a message, for God's sake. Dear,
get a life. Go out.
It's your mother. I'm sure it's your mother. Where is Susan? She's not home. She should have been home by 11.
Oh, dear me.
I don't know.
I really don't know. Here's another one.
Oh.
Which I knew the track.
Yeah.
I knew the band, but I mean, they've been off the scene for quite a while, haven't they?
They have, yeah. But at the time when this
Andrea Cors has just done a solo album, I do believe.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, they are cracking musicians.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
They really
yeah.
are.
They can do the job.
Yeah. I mean, some of their live acoustic versions at the concerts they did on MTV a while back, absolutely stonking. If you've never seen any of them, go and look it up.
Why this track?
Wonderful. This one in particular, I have very fond memories. I used to live in the Northwest, and I used to drive around in a 5 Series 3.5-litre BMW, and this thing was a tank. And I used to drive down the bypass of this particular town, and I used to have this playing to the max. And it was at a reasonably strange part of my life where I'd just finished working as a nightclub manager, and it wasn't actually much long after that I came back to the East Coast, and I used to drive down the street, down the road, singing this at the top of my voice.
Right.
And it was just a really feel-good tune that used to lift me in moments where you think, meh. It's just really good. And the lyrics are absolutely true. Every single word.
No, I hadn't. I do believe that in years gone by, I actually owned a couple of 3 albums of the Cors, which I've never played, and I think they were given to me because I tend to get a lot of stuff given to me, you know.
Oh.
And since having the radio station as well with Deep Rage, you know, people give you a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was quite, I welcomed listening to this again, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the 2 albums that I've got that I treasure more than any of the others are Forgiven Not Forgotten and Talk on Corners, but the special edition ones.
I think it's Talk on Corners was...
Yeah, the special edition. I think so, yeah. The special edition ones are really nice because they're extended versions.
Oh, okay.
And there are some other tunes on it that you wouldn't get on the normal
right.
thing. So yeah, this tune in particular reminds me of my misspent occasions driving down the bypass.
Right.
In my little automatic BMW. Probably going a little bit faster than I should have been.
Right.
But, you know.
Northwest, where Northwest?
Lancaster.
Oh, okay. Got a friend lives in Lancaster.
It's a wonderful city. I love it.
Never really been. I think I've been once.
Well, my alma mater is in Lancaster. I'm a graduate from Lancaster University.
Oh, okay.
So I spent nearly, all told, 8 years.
Really?
Up there. 3 years at uni and then living there for a little while.
Right.
And I absolutely love the place. Absolutely adore it. So,
yeah, I could be tempted.
I visit from time to time. Mm. It's a pity that they haven't really done much new stuff, but I suppose, you know, they put out so much stuff, they don't really...
Well, like I say, I'm sure Andrea Cors just done a solo album
yeah.
or finished a solo album with a solo tour coming up, I do believe.
Mm. But I suppose, you know, at the time that they were really popular.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody yeah. wanted a piece of them. So I guess after a while, you kind of have to go, do you know what? I need some time out for a little bit. A lot of bands have done that.
Did
come back.
Did one of them not have marriage issues, I think, caused a bit of a problem, didn't it?
Maybe, but then
I
that
think
tends
it
to
did.
Be a bit rock and roll. That's, you know.
Yeah. I do believe that's what happened, and I think that's why they kind of took some time out, I do believe.
Yeah. You know, sometimes creatively.
As for these guys, they don't give a flying fuck about marriage issues.
No. November Rain. Yes. No, they don't. No, that's just rock and roll, baby.
Don't come into it, does it?
No. No, you're along for the
ride
indoors. And that's it. Yeah, but, you know, I don't think, you know, looking at them and looking at how they just are, I don't think you'd ever pretend they were anything different.
No.
You know the deal you're buying into, I think.
Yeah, no small print, is there?
No, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
But this is a cracking tune. It's it's odd to me how they can so successfully pull off something like this, and yet some of their other stuff is so different, but is equally as successful. I don't know.
I think that just shows how clever
these
people are, or certainly Axl Rose. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Total genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the diversity of it.
Yeah.
Tune.
Full length, Sue.
Well, you know, there are some other tunes on this list, waving my fork at you, that I am expecting to be full length.
Really? You know me. Yes. It's always a full length.
Better be.
You always get a full length night with
it
me.
It better be. You shortchange me, I shall not be very happy.
We were on about that actually. Only the other week, I had a friend round, and you were spoke of. In the full-length version.
That's because it's all good, I hope.
Oh, indeed. Would I do anything else?
I see my reputation proceeding.
Oh, good. They still talk about your nanky poo.
I'm sure they do. No, there's nothing that... Yeah, it's... There's nothing that aggravates me more than these radio stations and people... Who, you know, you'll just be getting into a tune and you'll be like bopping along and your little feet will be tapping, and then they cut the damn thing off and go to a commercial. They cut the damn thing off. One of the favourite things to do is for DJs to talk over the top of stuff when you're listening to it on the radio.
Well, you know, I don't buy into that at all.
You know, there's one thing listening to music in your bedroom and using it as a background to have a chat with. That's great, you know, that's cool. But if you've got it on the radio or some of the. No! Shut up! feel the wondrousness.
It wasn't made to be shorter than they actually recorded.
No, if they'd have wanted it shorter, they'd have made it shorter.
Deep.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and these people like Guns N' Roses and, you know, recording artists spend a massive amount of money in the studio making sure that they get what they produce perfect. Don't fiddle with it. Just let it be as it is.
Well, I think also this band, they always seem to spend a lot of time with the intro and the outros on virtually everything they did.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of this kind of unexpected pause, and then they came back and fade-ins, fade-outs with a lot of their stuff.
I suspect it was probably about setting the scene. You know, it's a bit like you're painting a picture, you're painting a scene with music.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's how they wanted it to be. And you know, I appreciate they will make different edits depending upon where you want to play it. But full-length versions are always the best.
They did do a radio-friendly version of this, I do believe.
Yeah. The video to this is good as well.
Yeah.
Really good. Slash is at it again.
I know.
Fantastic. I'm really pleased they always build him in a little bit all of his own. That's because he's just so good. The little sort of, you know, little gifts that he plays that just make that
wonderful
instrumental
flat.
In the middle. Yeah, it's a pity that they don't gig as much as they used to do.
Well, they went down the traditional route of everybody hating each other, didn't they?
Yeah,
for some time.
Rock and roll.
But I'm not too sure whether all that is really ever to be believed, to be honest.
No. Sometimes there's a little building up that, you know.
Yeah, it's a nonsense, isn't it? Yeah. It's a nonsense.
But, I don't know.
I think we have another bit of cake, so.
Do you know, I was just reaching for the knife.
Bloody hell, man. Definitely.
That'll be one of your five a day now, you know.
Wonderful.
So you can tick that off your list.
Thank you. Goodness. Do you know, I really have eaten some cake over the last handful of months. Dear.
Yeah.
More than ever in the history of the world.
Yeah, you can never get enough cake. never get enough cake. Good.
Hum away. Carry on humming.
I'm just bopping.
Don't mind. Don't mind at all. Do what you want to do.
I always wonder, when they all fall out, what happens to the other people in the band? Because, you know, you always hear what happens to the singer, the lead singer, but you never really happens. You know,
well, these all fell out.
Yeah.
Big time. They kicked them out, sacked them, then they came back, wow. Then they fell out again.
Yeah.
Which I think, as I said a few minutes ago, you know, I think a lot of this is nonsense, really, these people falling out to such a degree, but I think these guys actually did, you know, come to the point of where drawing guns on each other. Whoa. And that type of shit. Yeah, yeah. That all that's been done.
It must be quite stressful being on tour.
Oh, God,
so
yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're living out of suitcases for months on end,
yeah.
And, you know, hopping on planes, you get off, you don't know where you are, and, you know, that must be quite difficult. And the only thing that remains constant is the bit that's on stage, the music.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the only thing that really is the thing that, you
sticks
know,
together
cements
and then
you to, yeah. That said, you can I can really understand why, when bands retire, why there are, you know, like the Rolling Stones, you know, Keith Richards being a notable one, he just went mad. He's, you know, climbing up trees and, you know, noxious substances and all that jazz, because there can't be anything like the buzz. I mean, I sing, and I know what it's like when I sing as part of a choir. So I know what it's like when you sing and you deliver a performance. The buzz you get on stage is great. What it must be like for them when they're standing delivering performances in front of thousands of people every night, and then all of a sudden they don't do that anymore. You know, you've got to get that buzz, that feeling from somewhere else. And what do you get it from? You know, fast cars, loose women, illicit substances.
Nothing's,
you know,
boring as that.
It must be quite hard for a little while, you know. Because nothing can top that. You know, you've got 10,000 people leaping up and down. I mean, I know what it's like being in that many people in the audience, and it's an amazing feeling being around that many people. So to actually be on the stage above them, seeing them, and everybody enjoying themselves and having a good time, it must be quite a downer in comparison.
A little rare, I would have said.
Mm.
Still a fantastic track.
It is true.
Absolutely wonderful. Bit of rain.
Not keen on rain.
Here's a strange thing, or a strange choice for me anyway.
Oh.
One of yours?
Yes. This tune, I sat in what can only be described as a tin shed on the domestic departures lounge at Kathmandu Airport, psyching myself up to get in this matchbox of a plane to fly into the Himalayas. I trekked to the, or was due to trek to the base camp of Mount Everest for charity.
Really?
17 years ago. I just finished
the
uni.
Mount Everest?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
I got as far as Namche Bazaar, which is on the Tibetan Silk Route. Most Westerners don't get there, to be fair, so I kind of glean a bit of solace with that. But I got altitude sickness.
Really?
And I couldn't go up any further. And we've been dogged by weather problems and all sorts of stuff. But this tune, to me, if I want to get in the zone, if I'm dead serious and I need to get my game head on, this tune comes out. There's, you know, no messing about. If, you know, this comes on, that's it.
So what were you doing at Mount Everest? And why?
I was doing a charity trek.
Oh, is that what it
yes,
was?
Yes, I was raising money for a guy called Mike, the Mike Metters Appeal, which raised money for cancer research, for cancer specifically for young people. And Mike had lost his life very reasonably early on in his life, really. He'd finished at Durham University and he was going to go on and do a master's.
Did you know this guy?
I didn't know him, but I knew his dad.
Right, okay.
I got connected with Brian through playing women's rugby.
Okay.
I was on a rugby message board that we used to discuss domestic rugby, and I was quite active within my university women's rugby club at the time.
Right.
So, yeah, and Newcastle Falcons were my team, and Brian supported Bath. So that was always a bit of a, you know, sort of a jovial kick here and there. I'd come back from university, having graduated, and I wasn't doing a massive lot. I was sort of a year out. And one wet afternoon, a letter dropped on my mat and said, look, you know, I'm doing this. Would you like to join me? And I sort of got back in touch with him and said, when do I go? So I raised £5,000 in 5 months.
Wonderful.
And trained to go out there. And in February 2000, I went out there and it was amazing.
How long was the trip?
It was about a fortnight, 3 weeks.
Really?
As I say, we were a bit dogged by weather, and we 3 days in a row we went to the departure lounge at Kathmandu Airport, and I don't like flying. I'm not keen, particularly in little planes. You know, and these guys, I mean, the pilots in these planes are, I mean, they're amazing. What they do is bordering on witchcraft. You know, they lift a plane up and they take it through the Himalayas in places that we wouldn't even dream of taking a plane.
Right.
And they land on little landing strips that are carved out of cliff tops. It's unbelievable. You have to see it to believe it. And that was a particularly formative part of my life, where I didn't really know where I was going. I didn't really know what I was doing. And I sort of dropped off the university cliff and it was a bit like, oh, what do I do now?
Oh,
and I went out there, and came back a changed person. It was absolutely fantastic, and I'd recommend if anybody gets the opportunity to do anything like that, do it, because it's amazing. But that tune, for me...
What a wonderful story.
That's Gamehead.
I didn't know that you actually did that.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Fantastic. What year was that?
To February 2000.
Right. Mm.
So yeah, and you know, they ran the trip for a couple of years afterwards, and a couple of my friends did it. I didn't go, but a couple of my friends did it.
So what was the trip then? You actually went to the foot of Everest, or with a view to what?
You walked? Yeah, or? The plan was that we went to Kathmandu,
right.
And we would fly out and we would do a trek through the Sagarmatha National Park to base camp of Everest.
Cool, wonderful.
And then we would come back, visiting a few places on the way, so Namche Bazaar and the Lobuche Monastery. Unfortunately, I didn't get any further than Namche Bazaar, as I said, because I got altitude sickness.
Right.
As it was, the guys, I was one girl in seven lads that went.
Okay.
Which caused a bit of interest in Doha Airport, because of course, you know, lone ladies with seven gentlemen, this doesn't happen.
Okay.
So they were all, and there were a lot of concerned looks, like, oh, you know, where's her man?
Right.
I'd
okay.
got seven.
Yeah.
So we got to Namche Bazaar, so I got altitude sickness. The lads got up to a little bit further up on the Khumbu Glacier, which is just at the start of where you go to base camp. But even they, we ran out of time, and the weather was just against you. And that's the thing there: if the weather's against you, you know, it's not on your timetable. It's on Mother Nature's timetable.
Yeah, yeah.
If it works with you, then great.
Because there's actually a waiting list, isn't there,
yeah,
to climb it,
yeah,
and to, yeah, you know, for expeditions, yeah, and the rest of, yeah, it.
Anybody
it's a big
can
gig.
Anybody can climb up to base camp if you want to, but going further than base camp,
yep,
that's when you start adding noughts onto the end of the cost, and the risk to you, both physically and mentally, is an awful lot more.
Yeah, stupid.
Bloody tinkle.
I know, somebody else is texting.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. Is this a regular Saturday night thing, you tinkle?
Well, it has been a bit busy, hasn't it? This last couple of weeks, it has been a little busy. I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you know, I consider myself privileged to have been there, because not everybody's been to Namche Bazaar.
No, no, no. Wonderful.
It was a matter of some regret that we didn't get any further, But I did see Everest with my own eyes. I was taken up the last day that I was there before I left the lads. They took me up 4 o'clock in the morning to watch the sunrise over Everest. I can see it in the background.
Really?
And I've got a photograph of me not looking very well.
Right.
But looking as dead as the grave, actually, because I was really poorly. And I had to go back down the mountain with one of our Sherpa guides on my own. And he didn't speak much English, and I didn't speak a massive amount of Nepalese. But, you know, we got on very well. And, yeah, that was quite... When I think about it now, I think, wow, that's scary. You know, bloke you don't know, anything could have happened.
Wonderful
story. It was quite an experience.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Definitely. I would love to go back to Nepal again because Kathmandu is amazing. It's just a pity that some of the things that I saw there, like the ancient city of Bhaktapur, which is kind of a part of Kathmandu, it's the ancient part of Kathmandu, a lot of that was really damaged, destroyed in an earthquake they had a couple of years ago.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of it fell down.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Himalayas, is that border in India or around there, is it?
Yeah, that's the Thailand bit. You've got sort of Tibet, Nepal, China.
All pretty much.
In Asia. In that zone. But without a doubt, I mean, the Nepalese are amazing people. You know, they had a loaf of bread and a family of six, and you rocked up at their door in need of sustenance, they would cut that loaf of bread in half and they'd give you half and they'd feed their family with the other half. And there would be no, oh no, this is our bread, you know, you nick off. No, their generosity knows no bounds. They would help anybody at any time for anything. They're amazing people. Very humbling, actually.
Good. What a marvellous story. Thank you for sharing that. Fantastic. I didn't know. I didn't actually know you did that.
Yeah. I did.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite strange because doing this particular show, having a night in with, you know, select people as we are doing, and I have been doing for some months now, but I've learnt a lot about... These people are friends, you know, acquaintances, musicians, etc., etc. They've learned a lot about me. It's really kind of, you know, you think, oh, bloody hell, I didn't know you did that. I didn't know this. And
yeah,
it's wonderful.
It's like
to find out other sides of people that you know.
It's like I said earlier, you know, you don't get good at doing what you do without having something behind it.
You've got a history, haven't you? Yeah, back catalogue.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, that's certainly something I'd love to go back to Nepal because it was epic, absolutely epic. Just in terms of what you can learn from people, and the scenery is amazing.
Yeah, I can well believe.
Really good.
I don't know, for a while I kind of got into this some time ago. I always quite fancied going on an ice pack expedition or something like that, being an official photographer for something like that, you know, to the pole or, you know, probably not so much Everest, but certainly, you know, to the ice pack or whatever, you know, North, South Pole.
Or the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, that kind of thing don't bother me, really.
No,
I'm not bothered
magic.
About that.
Wow.
No, that kind of stuff. I'm not a sightseeing type of person, really. No, it don't really bother me, that kind of stuff. But I mean, to get involved in, you know, kind of crewing on an icebreaker or some shit like that. I've got a bit of this Alistair McLean thing, Ice Station Zebra.
Actually, you know. Hands-on.
Oh, yeah. I quite fancy that. And I did years ago, before I kind of moved into specialising as I do. I kind of thought, I bet that'd be really good, you know, or a Greenpeace ship.
Yeah.
And to document the whole thing.
Yes.
You know, the issues with Japan and whaling and all this kind of nonsense.
Actually being in the thick of it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I did fancy it. But then in saying that, I'm not a lover of the cold, you know, so all that.
No, that kind of busts that.
Yeah, and not showering for about 2 months. So I couldn't handle that type of shit. No. I need air dryers and electric and, bit of a ponce like that. But
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but
you're going to look good. What, you were going to say that I was a bit of a ponce?
No, I
really
wasn't use that word.
You no, were going to ha-
you like harsh. Your creature comforts.
I do indeed. I do indeed. No. I think you've got to make an effort.
No, no, I like the finer things in life. That's true. Yeah. But, you know, roughing it occasionally is
well,
right.
I've done it a lot of that in the past. I've got to say, camping and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Bugger me. Yeah, motorcycle, Grand Prix, Formula One Grand Prix.
Yeah.
You know, done a lot of that
and,
years ago. Yeah. I don't think I ever camped at a festival. I mostly slept out just under the stars.
Yeah.
Which was stupid in a place like England where it pisses the rain a hell of a lot of time, you know. But no, I don't think I camped at a festival.
No,
I never done that. But definitely F1 Grand Prix.
I've done that once or twice.
And motorcycle race meetings. Definitely. Yeah. Cool. Definitely in my time. But no, you know, it's hotels now for me, man. Yeah. It's got to have a star attached to it, you know, the room. Definitely.
That's your rider in your
seat. Oh, yeah, it has, yeah. Okay. Stars. Hotel rooms with stars.
Hair dryers.
Oh, definitely.
Concierge.
Yeah, well, I keep my own hair dryer. I'm a bit funny about hair dryers.
Funny with your hair dryer.
Yeah, I'm a bit more of a ponce even than you first thought.
Well, I wouldn't have taken you as a man who brought his own hairdryer. No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? No, wouldn't. Oh, I tell you. Oh, yeah. Hairdryers, it's a personal thing. You've got to bond with your hairdryer. Oh, God, yeah. Someone can be too weak. Someone can be too powerful.
Oh, I worry about you sometimes.
Yeah, there's a science in it, man. There really is.
Whatever happened to, you know, just blowing free?
Well, I do that. But, you know, you've got to keep it, you know, keep a rein on it. You got nothing to say, have you?
No, actually what I was thinking was, how did we get from vacuum cleaners through a whole smorgasbord
of
music
sucking and blowing.
To hairdryers?
Sucking and blowing.
God, only you can make that up.
Sucking and blowing.
In the same room as me.
You can't beat a bit of sucking and blowing. You can't.
I have nothing to say.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure you got nothing to say?
Absolutely nothing that would incriminate me.
Bugger
anyway.
Me.
Not that would incriminate me anyway.
Dear, oh dear. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to play out with another one of your tracks.
Which one?
Wonderful Band.
Ah! Oh,
wonderful, wonderful band.
This song is genius. It is genius. It's not so much the lyrics, it's the mixture of music. It's that raw rock with an orchestra underneath it.
I mean, what do you say?
Genius. Absolute genius.
Thinking Band.
Yes.
Thinking Band.
Yeah. Again, from a really good film. Batman.
Is it from Batman?
Oh, yeah. Can't remember which one, but the music video for this is really cool. Because it's got clips of the film interspersed with like
comic
stuff.
Right, no, I didn't know that.
Really good.
Didn't know that. Yeah, I've only seen one or two of the Batmans. I thought they were a bit, really.
I don't know which one it was. I want to say Batman 2, but I might be misleading the witness. So,
I know. I think I've only seen the Michael Caine, the one with Michael Caine, where he plays Alfred.
Yeah.
Is that Night and Day, I think.
I know. See, that genre.
Tell you the guys, isn't it?
That genre isn't really my thing. I mean, you know, we know mutual friends of ours for whom that genre is really big.
What, sci-fi and all that?
Yeah, but for me...
No, I agree.
Not so much.
No, I agree.
Although I'm aware of Star Trek and the like, I'm not really a Trekkie. I do Star Trek Voyager, but you know, only on passing. And I can't say that I'd sit for hours and end talking about it.
No, no, no.
Another way.
That's worrying, isn't it?
Yeah. It's whatever gets you through the day, isn't it?
Yeah, some people do.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
But this, without a shadow of a doubt, it's got enough balls to be, you know, really meet without.
Where did this come from? Why this track?
I don't know. It's just one that
just whacked it in.
It's one that I've always liked. It's always been one of my favourites. It's a bit like, you know, there's I won't spoil the surprise, but there is another tune on my list.
Right.
That is a tune that I can't say for any particular reason that I...
Just gotta be there.
Yeah, when it came out, I went, oh yes, that's, you know, genius.
I'd heard this once or twice, but to be honest, I didn't associate the title with a band.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Although as soon as I heard the intro, I thought, yeah, I know this.
You know this one? Yeah.
No idea from when, what album, nothing.
No, it just sort of... I don't think it was necessarily something that they did made a conscious decision to actually make. I think it was just something that was sort of... organically happened.
Right.
I don't think it was anything they consciously put on an album. They, you know, they didn't work through it as part of the album work. But I think they were asked to do it, and they said, "Well, yeah, you know, we'll just have a, I don't know, we'll have a mess about in the studio."
Yeah.
Oh, there
yeah.
it is. You know. The bit that I really like is at the end, where the way that they mix the guitars and the rock stuff through into the strings. And the orchestra into that crescendo. Wow! Just, you've got this sort of really, again, this is one that I, in my little XR2i, late at night.
Did you have an XR2i?
I did.
Fantastic.
A little
car.
Go-kart. You have to be flaming careful with it as well. Very careful.
Yeah.
I can see how people wrap them around trees.
Yeah, yeah, they could hear all they could.
Very.
They were good.
The bit that I particularly liked is about this point, I just stick my foot down on the accelerator and suck myself into the seat.
Wonderful.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Yeah. Nice tin. Nice tin.
See, this genius, just lifting that through to the...
I like this track. Yeah. Good stuff.
It's just so clever how they fade it out. Get your finger off that button, don't you dare cut it off.
Would I cut
yes,
full length,
would.
Sue? Full length.
That's done. Really
good stuff.
Good. I mean, I don't know how much of it they used as incidental music within the film, because I've never seen the film, but that's the theme.
Right, okay.
So... Yeah, it's...
Now, they're a band that tend to be a bit... I don't know, there seems to be a strange kind of fashion that surrounds them.
Yeah.
1 minute,
occasionally
everybody,
highbrow.
You know, I'm a U2 fan.
Yeah.
I'm a massive U2 fan. Then something happens. I don't know, Bono wears shades in his TV studio and people don't like it. Fuck
yeah.
knows why they don't do that.
They go a bit
really.
Highbrow. Yeah.
Oh, dear, what a nonsense, you know. And then... He's a complete lowlife.
Mm.
You know, now they are a seriously, seriously good band.
Mm. I mean, in terms of the music they've produced, I would be hard-pressed to think of any album that they've produced that I didn't like.
Mm. I agree.
You know,
yeah.
they're just...
They're up there with one of the greatest rock and roll bands by a long way.
Mm.
I think so. And him,
they're on my bucket list. They're on my bucket list, but they don't... You know, again, they're a group that don't gig so much. These days,
no.
But, you know, just keep an eye out.
Yeah, a night out list. with you too.
Yeah.
Good
I
idea.
Think so. Yes.
Anyway, we've had a night in, and Sue, it's been fantastic to
You're
see you again.
Me out again.
I know. Time flies. Why don't you stop over?
Well,
have
yeah.
a night over.
You know, I'll go under the stairs again.
Yeah.
I'll go with your vacuum
you
cleaner.
Will you read the meter while you're there?
Yes.
Get a meter when but I was at home.
Since you asked so nicely, yeah, yes, I will.
The meter was always under the stairs.
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
I always had to read the meter for my mum.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy days.
Or get your, you know, your lucky pen and charge it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick it in all.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Dear, oh dear. Anyway, sweetheart, it's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you
Thank
ever so much
you
for
very
coming
much
round.
For having
and,
me.
Did I?
Well.
I must have missed that one as well. Probably next week.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, you stay safe.
Yes, you
Take
too.
Care, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Catch up soon. Bye bye, darling. Bye bye.
A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.